We are going to focus back on Bitcoin for a moment and talk not just about the recent price action that we have seen, but of course also some comments that came to us from Jamie Dimon yesterday. He was speaking at a monetary regulators conference, excuse me, and here's what he had to say about Bitcoin.
Blockchain is real. Stable coins can be real, though they're a little bit like money market funds that could be regulated. And no matter what anyone in the room thinks, no matter what any libertarian thinks, no matter what anyone thinks about, government's going to regulate it. They're going to regulate it for AML purposes, for BSA purposes, for tax purposes, for security, security law. That's a fact. Like anyone thinks it's not going to happen, this isn't being clear. I personally think that Bitcoin is worthless, but I don't want to be a spokesman for it. I don't care. It makes no difference to me. I don't think you should smoke cigarettes either.
I mean, he may say it's worthless, but you have to wonder if he has a little bit in an account somewhere, just a hedge, just in case it's not worthless. I mean, regardless of what he's saying, certainly his clients, many of them, do not think Bitcoin is worthless, Brian Sozzi.
No, clearly not, Julie. And I do, just watching that, I do get the sense that Jamie Dimon is tired of getting asked about crypto. But look at
you
this
think?
Tweet that we found. I do. I think he's had enough of this stuff. Oh, look at this tweet, though, we found, and really may it perhaps explain why he has been maybe is just sick of getting questions on crypto. He's been talking about this since 2014. Clearly, Jamie Dimon is not a believer in Bitcoin. Now, look at the numbers, and I have to give a shout out to our friends at Decrypt for this one. Since Dimon started talking publicly about Bitcoin in January 2014, when it was trading at $808, Bitcoin prices are up 7,227%. So clearly, it appears that every time Dimon talks negatively about Bitcoin, this just gets the Bitcoin community foaming at the mouth and excited, and really perhaps might just be fueling the bull case in it here.
I mean, the other thing I would say, when he said, like, I keep seeing headlines as of late, Brian, Bitcoin will not be banned by U.S. regulators. Bitcoin will be regulated by U.S. regulators. Like, as if those are news. Like, him saying that we are going to see regulation of crypto at this point. I mean, I don't, have we talked to anyone who thinks that there's not going to be any regulation of these instruments? No. I think that that's just a given at this point. The question is not whether, the question is how and when, right? So I think at this point, that is just something that the crypto community does and should expect.
Right, you're right. Every crypto person we've talked to, Julie, is all on a regulation. We'll get it in some form. But I think when Dimon was making these original comments back in 2014, 2015, 2016, the mood back then was that a JP Morgan and other institutions would not have any interest in getting more into the crypto universe. That has been proven completely false. I mean, you look at some of these trading, just the trading volumes in cryptocurrency the past few months. I mean, it's clear institutions are increasingly getting involved with this. Dimon acknowledged that his clients want to have some form of exposure to cryptocurrency. Other institutions, you know, Goldman Sachs has been kicking the tires on crypto. Fidelity, all sorts of names are in this space here. So right now, you hear these words, really, I think they fall on deaf ears. Sure, great headline, but the numbers suggest that crypto is not worthless.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if it's what his clients want, he's going to go there. He doesn't have to invest in everything that clients want to invest in.